Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. God bless you. Thank you for taking a minute to be a part of our program. We are just starting today this hope, healing, and miracles. It's something that God put on my heart. For those that don't know our ministry, we do a lot of traveling and we do a lot of evangelizing. We do a lot of what we call miracle work in Jesus' name. God, Jesus is the healer. I want you to know that. Jesus is the healer. The stories you hear, here's my disclaimer for today. The stories you hear today are done by Jesus. The miracles are done by Jesus. The healing are done by Jesus. Jesus is the healer. And just to get you comfortable and let you know what we're doing, we're seeing a lot of different miracles, a lot of amazing things, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing to see what God does. It's a blessing to see how God changes people's lives and how God does the work that he does. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see the miracles of God just touching people's lives all the time. And I could tell you right now that when God does the miracles, there's no question that faith has been ignited. There's no question that the miracles that God has is for you. It's a blessing to see what God does. It's a blessing to see how God does it. And I'm not saying there's any gimmick or trick to doing it, but what I'm telling you is there's a lot of work to doing the Lord's work. There's a lot of prayer that goes into what we do, but ultimately, I tell ministers this all the time. Ultimately, our job is to build the faith in the room, get the people what they need, whatever they need. We can go in there and preach on salvation. We can go in there and preach on healings. We can go in there and preach on finances. But ministers, my friends, my brothers, the best thing we can do is just ignite the faith in the room. That's what God wants us to do. Whether you do it with the Word of God and a mixture of sermons and testimonies like I do, or maybe you're very educated and you can allow the Holy Spirit to take you through and you can actually take him through an educated part of it with the Holy Ghost and see how God just does that. Whatever you do, we're just going to believe God to do what God does and ignite faith. And ignite faith. Because we know for sure that the miracles of God are yea and amen. That no matter where we're at, no matter what part of life we're at, God can meet you anywhere you're at. And we can trust it. We can trust the faith. We can trust the foundation that God's given us, which is the Word of God. And we can see miracles and miracles and miracles. I've been doing this for roughly, oh goodness, almost all my life I've been praying for people to see them healed. But doing the traveling ministry, it had to start in 2010, maybe 2010, yeah. So I don't know, 14 years, going on 15 years of traveling places. It didn't start off right away like I wanted it to start. It didn't start up like that just instantly. It took time. It took time for God to do something. It took time and faith. And, you know, that's where you're at. That's where we're at. We just believe God for these miracles. We believe God for the healings. We believe God that he's going to do the things that he says he's going to do in his word. And we trust him. And we trust him that no matter where we're at, that we see God doing great things. We see God doing great things and miracles. The Bible says, now faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. It's a beautiful scripture if you just think about it, if you just ponder on it, if you just let God minister to you with that. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Across the world, I've seen many people hoping for miracles. And across the United States, I've seen the same thing. It took me years, 3 years at least, to see the work that we see now today in India. It took me 3 years to break through and see the miracles of God just hit and just take over the place. It took time. Now, like I said, I've been doing this a while. When I was 16 years old, I was invited to a church to preach. And I really didn't have a sermon. I had some notes I wrote down, and I didn't know how to preach at 16 years old, let's be honest. I didn't know what it took and what it entailed, but I knew that God was with me. I knew that he had called me before my birth even, he had called me. I knew that. And I preached. I lasted a whole 5 minutes. I lasted a whole 5 minutes preaching. And I looked at my cousin, and my cousin looked at me. He goes, "Now use your gift." You see, before I was born, and for those that don't know me, this is for you to know. Before I was born, my mother had a tumor, went to an evangelist to get prayed for. And the evangelist said, "That's no longer a tumor, but that's a baby boy. And his name shall be called David. And he shall be an evangelist for the Lord. He had favor with man, but greater favor with God. And God has given him the gift of miracles and the gift of healings. Signs and wonders will follow him," is what this evangelist said. And I got to say, I've always followed God. I've always walked with God. And having that testimony growing up, I knew gifts of healing, miracles were in me. So that day when I was 16 years old and off of I-10 in Houston, a small church, that gift just activated so strongly. The people I preached to were probably waiting for more, and I just started praying for people and asking who needed healing. And people were laying all around, all over the floor, all over the pews, all the way to the back. There's not one person up. Not one person, you know, erected and up. But then I went to the band, and the band knocked up. And God's anointing hit. Many times I've seen that happen. Many times I've seen the power of God just move so strongly. Many times I've seen how God just moves and ministers. And it's crazy. It's crazy to see how God does the wonderful things that he does. It's crazy to see it. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. This is Hope, Healing, and Miracles for the Holidays. David Yanez on Midwatch. And I'm Dr. David Yanez, but I really don't go by title. I'm an evangelist, but I really don't go to title. They ask me everywhere I go, "What would you like to be called?" I'm just David is fine with me. Just David is fine with me. And they're all perplexed at times, especially when you go into different cultures, different countries. They have such a reverence that we don't see as much as we see in the States. The only reverence you get in the States mostly is if you're a big name, then there's a big reverence. But other than that, I think every minister, pastor, and every evangelist need to have a reverence on them. Today's show is just a show just to kind of introduce myself to you. Let you know what I'm doing. I'm going to play some sermons later on the hour. We're planning for those joining on the Podbean. We're planning for this to be a live show for the next 3 days, but also a live show throughout the day. I'll pop in and say some stuff and go live again. And that's the plan. Right now, I am actually sitting in a nice park here in the Houston Herman Park area, Mizzou area. I don't even know what the name of the park is. It's beautiful. Nice day. Not as cool as I wish it would be. My family is going walking through the museum, the natural museum right now, and I'm going to catch up with them in a little bit. I had a show scheduled, so I want to make sure to get this going and on the air. I know that anyone that needs miracles, that's going to happen for you this week. I know if you need a healing, that's going to happen for you this week. Let's pray. Father, we just believe right now, everyone listening, those catching this on the replay as well, that your power has no limit from distance and time, that your anointing is with us, that your blessings and healings are yea and amen, that Jesus already provided healing and miracles for us, that there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that we don't have that you have given us, Lord, that you can provide for us everything that we need. We trust that you will continue to bless us, that you too will continue to be a part of us, that the miracles that we see are the miracles that we've been waiting for, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the joy, the power of God that you have, Lord. We anoint this place, Father. We bless this place, Father. We know that you are with us. There's no doubt that your power is here. Father, I bless the people that are watching. I bless the people that are waiting to hear this message, that you will bless them, Father, that this 30-minute, one-hour show, however we do it today, we'll go by your Spirit, Lord. We'll just continue to bless. I thank you, God, for bringing me back to radio, Father, where it all started for me, Father, where years and years of pounding the computers, and I mean pounding, I mean hitting those computers, Lord, trying to get them to work. And I'm just playing. That your power just touches, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let this week be a week of miracles. We tried to start yesterday. Amen. We tried to start yesterday. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I no longer have an office. And I no longer have the ability just to put a good radio show together or anything like that. And because of the space and everything. So today I'm at the park. I figured, why not? Let's do it outside. Today's technology. Now, let me tell you, when I first started doing this stuff, when I first started doing radio, there was no cloud. There was no servers online. There was nothing. That's a dream. That's a dream to me back then. This was back in 2006, 2007. So I've been doing this for about 17 years, I think, or more. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. You do the math. But yeah, about 15, 2010, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh my gosh. I've been doing this for 18 years. That's crazy. But there was nothing to do this kind of work that we do easily. So I had to make these computers work, had to create code to send out a signal, and I made it work. And God blessed it. And now I have a broadcasting, and I'm broadcasting to you simulcasting on Podbean to RevMediaTV.com and to my website, Rev David Yanez Ministries, where the player's at. And it's beautiful that God brought that all together, and you just trust God. So I'll just give you a little history of myself and those that know me and that are listening, that you know all the stories of what God has done. I want to create hope in your heart. I want you to be excited that God's going to do something. I want you to know that God moves tremendously on your behalf. I've been asked this many times as I travel throughout the world, really. And this question is this: do they have more faith than us? You know, in India or Africa or wherever we're going in miracles and healings. And, you know, I used to think maybe they do at times. I used to think, yeah, I mean, look how quick they get healed. I'm talking instantly. The healings are happening instantly. There's a young child in India, and one of my second or third trips there, it, like I said, took time to see the power of God just move. And there's this young man and this young child, I think, I don't know, maybe 11 years old, 12 years old, young child. I call him a child. And he had crooked feet. I believe he had scoliosis because he had crooked feet, crooked back, and he barely ran by. I think he was the first person I've ever seen healed of scoliosis instantly. But not the last one. I've seen several since. And I'll share those this week, my favorite testimonies. They're all great testimonies that I share you. But these just happen to be my favorite. Everybody's asked me what's the greatest testimony you've seen. I have to say these are my favorite. I think every minute, every healing's great, from flat feet to bit arms to necks being healed to backs being healed instantly. But what I got to say is this. It's amazing to see how God just touched this young man. He walked by. I just finished praying in India. Now, in India is a little bit different than places that we minister in the United States or other countries. And that is that it is the women sit on one side. The men sit on the other side, like left and right. Down the middle are the children. And then there's these men that are like little, I guess they're the ones taking care of the kids. And they're just over there smacking the kids with a stick most of the time. I had one minister really upset seeing them hit the kids with a stick because they're misbehaving, but I don't know, different world, different way they do things, different part of the world. So as I went there and ministered, there was to the kids, and it's different. It's not very charismatic. I sent my ministers just to touch their, on their heads of each person sitting down. They just touch them on the head, and that's it. Not pray for them, just touch them on their heads. And then they all came back, left and right. And then I had the kids, just as we dismissed the kids, we just touched them then the foreheads if we could, or the shoulder, or wherever as they're passing, and we would all put our hands out and touch them. This one individual, this child, came running by, and he's trying to catch up to the group. He doesn't have great speed. He's not very balanced, and he's trying to get there. So as he gets there, he passes everybody up, and when he gets there, I just barely could touch his forehead. As I touch his forehead, I didn't feel anything different like what I preached to other kids, but this guy had really crooked feet, and crooked legs, and hunched over. So I believe it was scoliosis. And 2 hours later, I'm already driving back to my hotel, or going to the next service, actually. He is working with his dad, and he's going up the stairs carrying the tools with his go work with his dad, and it's about, I don't know, 30 miles, 40 miles, maybe 60 kilometers away from where we ministered and prayed for him. He calls his mother. Now, he calls his mother out of the blue, and his mother, if you ever had a child that had any kind of disability or have a sickness, and they're not in your personal care right now, but they're visiting or somewhere else out of your general, you know, place where you're at, then you understand the cry, the worry, the concern that a parent's going to have. And you just go ahead and you pick up the phone, and her heart was already beating when she seen his phone number on there. And she goes, first thing she said, "What's wrong?" And he's crying on the phone. And this is what he says. He says, Mom, I think Jesus is touching my feet. And he's going up the stairs, and he just drops the tools and is crying on the stairs. And as the mom talks to him, he makes his way up to the top, to the floor, and off the stairs and on the floor now. And he drops the phone, and the mom screaming his name. And I'm sorry, I forget his name. And he's screaming his name, and then he's like, Mom, I see Jesus' hands, and they're straightening my feet. And that young man was healed right there. He goes, and my back is healed. This is a child on his own. Well, his father's there, but he experienced God in a supernatural way that we cannot comprehend what God just did. Amen. You know, the Bible says, this is the Bible. It says, I believe it's in Job. It says, the Lord's voice thundereth loudly and does marvelous things that we cannot comprehend. We cannot comprehend just the greatness of God. We look at the buildings, and I'm looking at some beautiful buildings here. Look at a beautiful park that was man-made. And you think of how God made this earth, how big God must be. We can't make him or quantify that his body is this big or that big. God is God. You know, I start saying that. I always say God is good. We all know that, right? All us American churches, we all know God is good. And then you say it all the time. And then I say all the time, God is good. It's beautiful to get people excited in faith to say that. I was in Argentina about, I think in August. And I usually say it. So all the ready to say God is good, but I changed it. And this is what I changed it to. I said, God is God. Think about that for a minute. God is God. And the place got so quiet. Then I said it the third time, are you hearing me? You devil, You lying devil, you demons and evil spirits, are you hearing me? I say again, now this is 3,000 people in a building, 1,500 inside, 1,500 on the outside in overflows. I say, God is God. Oh my goodness. The place erupted. I really, honestly, I don't have to preach because the gift of healing is on me. The place is excited. I could have prayed for them right there and God would have healed all of them because the faith was there. The excitement was there. It's beautiful to gather with the house of God. Hundreds got saved. Thousands got healed. In fact, I'll share more on that on Friday. I'll finish up the year with the closer the testimonies are. I'll share that on Friday, the most recent they are. But I didn't even lay hands on people, and 800 people's backs got healed. I'll explain that tomorrow. I didn't even lay hands on people, and thousands got healed when I told them to stand up and receive their healing. Oh, it's a different time. It's a different time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you what, God is good, and God is God. When you know those things, you're excited, you just can't wait to see what God's going to do. You can't wait to see how God's going to do it. You can't wait, and you're just so excited to see how God moves tremendously on your behalf. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants your life changed. He wants you to walk with him. Praise God. I think the best miracle we can see this week is people giving their hearts to Jesus. Our website is davidyanisministries.com. Those watching on that website at davidyanisministries.com will be able to participate in a live chat. The chat window will be open tomorrow. And you can leave messages there for me during the broadcast. And I'll be able to read them. Your prayer request, your testimony. We are working on getting phone calls in. If you want to call in, you have to have the Podbean app to do that. So that's one way to call into us. And you have to join the show live and you'll be able to call in. It'll take you through the steps. Again, davidyanisministries.com. If you follow me on Facebook at Rev, that's revmediatv.com is where we have the main site that we use for all the broadcasting. But if you follow me on Facebook, or just go to Facebook and type in Facebook/David Yanis Ministries. You'll come right to where I'm at. If you see the social media post, you can click on that. I'm telling you this today. Tomorrow is going to be an interactive day. Tomorrow, we're going to have all the chat rooms open. We'll be able to receive any messages in WhatsApp. And you have to have the phone number to our system, our phone. For the ministry, it's 346-617-4935. Again, that number is 346-617-4935. That is the actual number that you can call anytime. You can message me. Text works really well. Phone call works good too, but sometimes I don't pick up because I'm busy. It is a phone designated just for prayer. So you call that line, you leave a message, we'll get back to you. I have a long list of people I got to call all next week. And maybe we'll do a couple of live calls. Hey, you think that'll be cool? We can call a couple of live calls. I got to figure out how to do it. Like I said, I don't have my building anymore. I don't have all the sound system set up so we can take in live calls. There's a little trick to doing that. In fact, during COVID, watching all these famous TV people and highly paid engineers and sound techs couldn't get the phone calls in to the system. And I'm cracking up watching this. Why? Why? Because I figured that out 15 years ago. I figured that out actually 18 years ago, how to get a phone piped in. To it. It's a little trick to it. You got to use a sound system and another computer. I'll just give you that much. But it's easy. Very simple. But anyway, I'll try and get that. I don't have a mixer to put everything in right now. I don't have it wouldn't work with what I'm doing right now. Because I'm trying to use Podbean and I like the dashboard. I like the way it rolls. It's an actual good DJ system and I'm familiar with that. I do have a degree in broadcasting, semi-degree, associate's degree. And I understand this pretty well. But what I want to tell you this, tomorrow we'll have all the live chats open. You're going to go to David Yanis Ministries. You can message us from David Yanis Ministries, Facebook, com, of course, David Yance Ministries. You can interact with us on Messenger. That's the best way to say it. Interact with us on Messenger, whether I'm a public messenger or my private messenger. If you're friends of mine and we're connected, you'll be able to message me on that. If you are not friends with me and you're just going to message me through the system, through the public side of it, then you'll be there. Now, note, I may not be able to get to every single person that sends, depends how many people are watching, but we're going to broadcast. This is the format I'm thinking for the next few days. Okay, we're going to broadcast for probably 30 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour. Okay, let's just say an hour. We're going to broadcast an hour. I have some sermons that I've preached locally in the States here, and they're some of my better ending sermons here of evangelism and healing, and I really like them. So I'm going to broadcast all the ones we did from our David Yance Ministry Healing Services. So there's about six of them or five of them. And then I have three more I'm tracking down from when I preached at a Christ Living Word Church. I'm going to have to get those audios. And then I got to talk to my sister, Pastor Pam, on the Big Island, because there was two sermons I preached. And one sermon I preached recently for the Thanksgiving giveaway, I need that sermon because I really believe people are going to be blessed by it and people are going to be touched by what God does with that. It's important to be able to send information out like that and to see people blessed, to see people touched. God is an awesome God, and he wants to change your life. He wants to continue to change your life. And we're here just to pray with you, to believe with you, to trust that God's going to do something for you, that healing's going to happen. But you may need something more than healing. You may need a miracle, a financial miracle, or a family member, something changes, transformation. Hey, God could do anything. This week of hope, healing, and miracles, we're going to see that happen. So again, tomorrow, the chat rooms are open. Today, I can't because I am not in front of my desk. And trust me, yesterday was such a mess. Doing this for 17, 18 years, and I'm telling you, it's such a mess. It's such a mess. The system that we have, the new computers, is Windows 11. Wouldn't take our WinAmp, which is how we get the signal out, because it's outdated and they don't have updates for it. And there's no security thing for it. So I had to go to the original, the original computer that we had. Not the original computer, but the last computer we had in the studio when we had our studio. And hey, that thing fired up still, and the show was able to run out. Problem is, I was missing, you know how they say the secret is a little black box? Well, mine's is a little white box, and I didn't have a little white box. It's just a little small, I guess it's a video card. It takes the RCA, creates it digitally, and puts it into the USB that goes into the computer. That's as simple as I can say. And it has its own it's kind of a what we call what's a plug and play. It just plugs in and ready to work. So I couldn't do the show yesterday. I tried. It was so frustrating, but I don't want to come to you with myself being frustrated or mad and I got to say those things happened yesterday because I was ready to do the show. And today I want to come to you in good spirits. I want to come to you with faith and miracles. It's hard to talk about faith and miracles when you're all frustrated because your system's not working. Okay, that didn't work. And then guess what? My USBs on the laptop I was going to go on, I plugged in the wrong sound card. It's a high-performance sound card. I plugged in this $200 sound card into the thing, and the USBs just turned off. And at the same time, the system did an update. So I don't know if it was the update or my system that I put together that made that mess. But, anyway. But I got so many encouraging words saying, I posted saying, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow. I love you guys, but it's been so frustrating. Anything can go wrong, has happened. We have a military term for that, but it's not appropriate for Christian radio. So anyway, God is good. And yes, I've done Christian radio all my life, literally. And I was on Christian radio for many years before I got to doing streaming. And I was on from WMCA in New York. I was one of the most downloaded shows because I talked about relationships. And it was a beautiful time. About 3 years we ran that. And then we ran out of money, so we couldn't keep going. And no matter how good your show is, they still want their money. But I'm grateful now I'm on television in where's that? South Carolina, Atlanta, or Georgia and South? Where's Georgia, South Carolina, Augusta, where they do the Masters there. I am on the WBPI, and they allow me just to broadcast and kind of pay as you go. But I haven't been able to pay, but they haven't asked me to go either. So I do need help on that. This week, we are trying to raise some funds. We need, we're short on our budget, as they say on the Christian radio and Christian television. And I hear it all the time. We need your help. Honestly, this month, I'm at the end of the year, I'm about $6,000 under where I want to be. I need to get over that. And anything over that gets us into the next year, which we're going to do some great works. And I'm going to explain all that stuff these next 3 days. You're going to hear some amazing stories of what we're planning. I'm going to plan it out and try and stay on. I do a lot of rabbit trail here, but running down the rabbit trails. But I get back to on point most of the time. It's like I preach. But I really believe that you're going to be really encouraged. You're going to want to help support what we're doing. Yeah, we're about $6,000 short of where we need to be. I'm believing that you can give. And you can help, or you can share this to people that need healing. And the gifts and stuff is just going to be a byproduct. God's going to heal and do miracles for anyone that needs healing. I'm going to have a list of things that we've seen healed. And it's part of my new book, Be Healed Now. But we're working on it. In fact, this is the time I usually work on my books. And things slow down for me. But I like being on the radio. I like to be active. You see, you have your studio life. Praise God. That's where you broadcast whenever I'm home. You have your traveling life. That's when I'm traveling and evangelizing missions and going to different cities and holding healing services and miracle events. And then you have your time that you write and you study and you pray and you get things running. And there's a mixture of it. But lately I've been hitting the traveling a bit more. And so I got to get back to getting my studio life going so I can build up the audience. And I want to try Podbean, see how it is. I want to see if I can get people to watch and see what we're doing. And trust me, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's something that I enjoy doing. But we are praying that we can raise some funds. You could always give at davidyannisministries.com. We have, if you go to our page, there is a on davidyannisministries.com. There's an app that says there's a button that says Giving Apps. Click on that. And so if you have Zelle, it's called Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all the QR codes are there. You can pull them up. I'm going to post them tomorrow through the live feed, and we're going to be on our website so you can get that information. And we're just going to see it. But right now, I want to play you a little testimony of this lady. Let me see who it's going to be today. We're going to have so many different testimonies. You know, this is Melissa. This is a good testimony. I cut out the video, just audio now. She was healed of cancer. And when she was healed of cancer, this is her testimony. I prayed for her weeks before, and then I came back to preach again in the same place, and she testified. So let's go ahead and hear what Melissa has to say. And if you know someone that has cancer or has dealt with cancer, it's not something that you ever want to see on anyone. You don't even want to see this on your enemies. You shouldn't have enemies. You should have people that you hate so much that you want to see a sickness on them. But this is something that I believe you're gonna be blessed with. And then let's go to that, and then we'll be back. Hold on. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you've been watching Ignite Your Day. Right now is our Igniter of Faith session. I'd like to welcome you in here to ignite your faith, to get you encouraged, and to let you know that God is in the miracle working business. I spend the next session just bringing to you highlights, like I'm a sportscaster, bringing to you highlights about what God is doing and how God is managing to ignite people's faith all around the country, all around the world. I got testimonies from South Africa, testimonies from Kenya, testimonies from Mexico, testimonies from Peru, testimonies from Los Angeles to Hawaii to Tennessee, all the way to Florida, and all the way back down to Louisiana and Texas. So many places that we've been to, and we've seen God's power move, and I believe God's going to move in a great way for you. I got you a really good special one today. This is my good friend, Miss Melissa. She was healed
of cancer. I want her to tell you her testimony, but this didn't happen too long ago. But since she's been healed, we've seen so many people in cancer. In fact, in Waimea, Hawaii, I believe that we've had about 5 to 6 reports of people being healed from cancer. All over the nation, I've had people call in and get prayed and they've been healed. So we've been seeing some amazing movement on this. And all I have to tell you, if you're suffering with cancer, I rebuke it right now in Jesus' name, and I believe that you're healed. Listen to this testimony. Let Melissa encourage you.
I felt the call to come, and he came. And all the way here, I was praying that the Lord would just remove any hindrance for his healing in my body before we got here. And then I asked him to show me demonstrably that he was healing me, because sometimes I can be the Thomas or the Peter or both. And so we came in, and I just continued to pray that God would just show me his healing on my body that night, if he was going to heal me. And I believe he already was healing me. And so I came up and started, Dr. Yanis laid his hands on me, and several people did, and everybody prayed. And my stomach started contracting. And really strongly started contracting and spasming, and I started retching and dry heaving. And all of the pain that I had by the time I left was gone.
Stop it!
So I just realized that I didn't tell y'all what I was asking for healing for. I had been diagnosed over the summer with stage 4 metastatic cancer. Mm. And on February 14th, after 13th, having all the scans done and everything, I went in and I got the report that I went from stage 4 metastatic cancer to full remission. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I totally believe that God used Dr. Yanis to show me and bring my body in line with the healing that he was doing. And so I'm just super excited to be back here tonight. And I have my friends here. And I just know God is a good God, and he is Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
Amen. We're just super excited to be here. We're claiming Nahum 1 and 9b. And then, illness will not come against me another time.
Amen.
Shall not come against me a second time.
Second time.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good. God is powerful. God is almighty. There's no disease that is weapon formed against you that will prosper, because God is God. Remember, the Bible says in 2 Kings 3:18, this is but a simple thing. This is but an easy thing. This is something that is not much to God. Let him be that God of your life and change the things in your life right now. God bless you.
Hallelujah. That is awesome. Hold on real quick. That should not be playing yet. Okay, that's actually our show ending. So we're back. We're trusting God. We're believing God. And we're just excited about what God is doing. That is an amazing testimony, right? That is an amazing testimony of how God just moves, how God just heals. And that's part of my Igniter of Faith series. In fact, this channel is Igniter of Faith. You can hear some of them, not all of them, some of them on the actual broadcast that we have there, on the actual Podbeams. We have that there. So you can hear most of them on that. And it's good to see what God does, how God does it. That's an actual person that she had cancer, and things were not looking good. And she told you what God did. She testified how God is good. She said, this is what God does. This is how God does it. And he does. And he did. And we thank God for that. We thank God for changing that for her, for healing her, for ministering. We thank God for that. We thank God that he's able to still honor his word. Why? Because the Bible says that today, yesterday, and forever, God's the same. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Jesus died, yes, but in 3 days he was resurrected. When he died, he took our sins, amen, but he also took our sicknesses. And the Bible says they hung him on a tree. And he heals us. Now, these testimonies are amazing. I preach when I about faith. I preach about miracles. Healing is a byproduct of igniting faith. I have a book called Igniter of Faith. It is a book about miracles, but also it's a book teaching you how to move in faith, how to walk in faith, how to do what is impossible by believing. I understand the scripture. Remember the story. There is a story of the man that came to Jesus that was very wealthy. He was very wealthy. And when he came to Jesus, he wanted to follow. He loved Jesus. He was crazy about Jesus. But when God told him what he had to do and his wealth, it just changed things. He couldn't see that happening. He couldn't fathom that he could give away his wealth. Not that God requires that, but at that time, God required it for that man to see what his response would be. Well, the man no longer made conversation with him, and he started to walk away. And when he walked away, Jesus just looked at him walking away, turned to his disciples, and said, "With man, things seem impossible, but there's nothing difficult for God. There's nothing difficult for God." You see, man will always think of the impossibility. Man will always think of, hey, this is not going to happen. Hey, how can we make this happen? But God is able to make it happen. God is able to make the changes happen in your life. Melissa came into one of my services, who you just heard her testimony. I preached on faith. It's probably at the first few years, I have about 6 sermons that I use. And in those 6 sermons, it's about miracles. It's about faith. It's about healing. It's basically 5 things I teach on those sermons, or 5 different types of sermons. One is creative miracles. The other one is miracles that I've called now. I used to call them delayed miracles, but they're no longer delayed miracles because they're manifesting miracles. And then I used to talk about other things like unknown miracles. And then I'll talk about, okay, you got me now. Creative miracles, and you got expected miracles, and the list goes on. But these are all covered in my book, Igniter of Faith. Now, Melissa probably heard the creative miracles because that's the one I love to teach the most. And I'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow. And when she heard that sermon, she probably heard that of the scriptures that talks about Paul. In the book of Acts, it tells you that there are special miracles done by the hands of Paul. Special is what the God says. It's the only place in the Bible where it says special miracles done. And then it has Paul saying, I want to be one of those people that has special miracles in front of their name. Can I have an amen on that? I want to see that happen. I want to have special beside my name when God talks about me, when God writes my story. I wanted to say special miracles by the hands of David that God did. Well, the special miracles was the cloths, the prayer cloths, and we call them prayer cloths, but they're just the cloths and aprons. There's a lot of man-influenced stuff in this, but it's not. It's just called cloth, or just aprons and handkerchiefs. We call them prayer cloths, which is nothing wrong with it. And they were taken to people that were sick. From Paul's body, never prayed over it. He could have, but it doesn't say he did. They said taken from his body. And I have a story later I'll share on that too. Taken from his body to people that were sick and people that were demonic. And the Bible says the Spirit left them. They were healed immediately and they were delivered immediately. I'm pretty sure Melissa heard that sermon and God healed her body. Could we hand prayer cloths off? I had so many. In fact, Amazon makes so much money over me. And thank you, May, for bringing me 100 prayer cloths or 100 handkerchiefs, because I constantly order these things and I constantly put them together. Our websites, davidyanisministries.com. You can always write us at, if you still write nowadays, David Yanis Ministries or DYM. You're going to send a gift, DYM or David Yanis Ministries. And that is at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas. 77325. Our phone number for prayer and to get a hold of us is 346-617-4935. And we can make an appointment, do a Zoom call. I had a lady in Australia, down under, that we were able to talk to over the phone. In fact, we did a Zoom call. And it took a while to get it set up, and God healed her. God healed her tremendously. And I'll share about that too. We're getting close to the end of this show. I want to try and get another discussion in real quick, and then we're going to finish it up. So this is my good friend, Gerald Davis. We did this interview a while back. I'm going to call him and get some more interviews from today and tomorrow and have some fresh ones ready to go. But I know God's going to do some amazing things. So here's my brother, Gerald Davis, great man of God. You're gonna enjoy this. Chippy's playing.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and we are here on another Igniter of Faith session with one of my favorite people on earth, Pastor Dr. Gerald Davis. And he is an amazing man of faith. I tell you what, when I met Gerald, I was serving at another church as an associate pastor. Gerald had a need on getting his books to digital and to get a better way of purchasing the books as well. And I had the publishing company running, just started that at that time. And we were able just to meet over lunch a few times. And I tell you what, not only was I helping this great man of God, but God was helping me, and he was giving me insights to sowing and reaping, understanding how God wants us to think, how God wants us to live off of what we sow and not off what we sell. And he's been an amazing man, influenced my life. In fact, my whole ministry changed because I learned the principles from this man, and I want him just to share. I know it's not a long time, but just 10 minutes here just to share some of those principles, and especially during the time that we're going through right now, especially during the time that we're facing some issues around the world. We're not able to work. We're not able to go do what we need to do. I just want him to encourage you right now. Brother Gerald, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Yanez, and it's a joy to be with you today. I pray the Lord will make this show a blessing to your listeners and viewers.
Amen. Amen. Tell us about some of the things that that's going on right now that believers have to do. I mean, we are not bound by what's happening right now. We are people of faith.
Well, you know, we're in this world, but according to the scriptures, we're not of this world. And we have a different connection than the natural man does. We have a connection through faith with God Almighty. And he's made promises. And he also has given us directives and principles. And I've learned that if I can keep the principles, he will keep the promises. And therein lies whatever success that I've had in my ministry over the years. Learn to do what he said to do and then trust him. And be a liberal soul. Be a liberal soul. Always look and take advantage of opportunities to be a blessing. I heard this in my spirit from the Lord one time when I was dealing with some faith problems on my part concerning my finances. And I heard the Lord say this to me: if you would always concentrate on being a blessing, you would seldom have to pray to receive one. When I heard that, David, it changed my life. From that day forward, I never saw things the same. So now, instead of looking to get it, I concentrate on a way to be a blessing. And the promises of God have been consistent, and he's kept his promises well.
You know, Gerald, I was touched by one of the stories you shared to me during one of our lunches, and that we've had many of the lunches that we had at the Spanish restaurant or the Chinese restaurant. And the story you shared to me was how God will bless you more than you have room for. And you used the story of a horse at that time. Could you share that to the audience?
You know, I've always been a lover of horses. You can kind of see behind my desk here, behind me, some of the images. I'm just an outdoors person. I always loved horses. Never had one, wanted one. One day I just went to God and I said, Father, you know, you have told us that you would give us the desires of our heart. Well, I believe that my desire for a nice horse is from you. And you have the ability to provide it. And it wasn't too long. I got a phone call, and it was a lady asked me to come out to her, to their ranch, And I did. And she was raising Arabian horses. And she came out with the most beautiful, a 16-hand-high, half Arabian, half quarter horse mare. She was highly trained in dressage and other types of training, Western type horsemanship. And she put me on that horse. I rode her around. The horse knew far more than I did about how to make things happen. Anyway, she gave me that horse. Her husband was standing there, and he said, "You know, preacher," kind of a snide smile on his face. He said, "I was offered $30,000 for that horse. Hadn't been 6 months ago, and my wife said no. God told her to give her to you, and she told me she had a dream, and she saw me holding that horse in the showroom arena." And so she said, God, it woke her up. She said, God, was that you? And the Lord, she said, I just turned around, went back to bed, went back to sleep, dreamed it the second time. And this time when I woke up, she said, I'm going to call him and see if he wants a horse. So I responded immediately and went over there and got that beautiful animal. I had to build a barn because I didn't have a barn yet. Had a nice ranch area, but I didn't have a barn. And went and got the horse, and she was already pregnant with a baby, and they gave me the baby also. And so I was in the horse business. I ended up getting my own stallion, and so I had my own little horse ranch there for a while. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So God's blessings are so much more than what most of us have come to, I guess, believe for, anticipate, but he'll do everything and more than what we can believe him for.
Amen. And how does a person get themselves in that kind of position to receive the blessings of God?
Well, I first had to have an understanding. I was in prayer when I was in Odessa, Texas. This was in 1977, and I had gone through the bottom financially. I had nothing left except a small truck that I sold, and I was living on that money. I got a call to go to Odessa, help people establish a church, which I did. And while I was there, 2 years into it, I was talking to the Lord at my desk on a Saturday night, preparing for Sunday morning message. And I remember I leaned back in my chair and said, Father, I was born and raised in a family of preachers. All of my life, all I've ever heard is, if I had the money, this is what I would do. People love God, all my family. They set an excellent example before me, loving God, serving God, but they never had the funds to fulfill their vision. I watched them pulling for money and special offerings in the church. I knew that didn't sound right or feel right. I read the scriptures and I saw, you know, and there that Christians don't have to beg or pull. We have another way for being blessed. And so I asked the Lord about it. Why? And the Lord began to talk to me. And he said, because you know you don't know. I heard this in my spirit. He said, because you know you don't know, you're open to learn. And if you pay attention, I'm going to teach you. He started showing me things, Brother David, that I'd never heard, but I read it in this book, in the Bible, I mean. And can you see that book?
Yep.
It's titled How to Function in This Economy, According to Heaven's Economy. There it is. This book is forwarded by Dr. Oral Roberts. And I wrote this book with the information that God gave me. It's 256 pages of the things God taught me. Brought me completely out of debt in 12 years and put me back into a position where I never had to borrow money again. And I haven't had to borrow money since 1987. So what God showed me clearly and obviously works, and I proved it out by just walking it out in my own life and watching God do what he said he would do if I would do what he told me to.
Amen. Now, that's amazing. And, of course, I've read that book several times and have it at my house as well. And I don't have one in the studio, but I need to put one here in the studio as well, because there's plenty of people around the office that probably needs that blessing. But I know that God's blessing you. And for those that are watching, you'll see the book advertisement right after this segment. But, Pastor, would you pray for the people just to send a blessing to them, for financial blessing?
Father, we live in a troubled time. People are hurting in many cases. Lack of job now because of this coronavirus that's spread across our country, and the many news reports that have left awful bad impressions and created a lot of fear and hurt. You know how to help your people. Your arm is not short. Your ear is not heavy. You know how to help your people in times of trouble. So in this period, Father, of trouble and disappointment and lack on the part of a lot of people, I ask you, open our eyes. Let us see the things that we need to see. Create in us, I pray thee, that clean heart as we repent of all the sins that have happened throughout this nation and have been happening. Some of the government things that have been done and said that we know are incorrect according to the scriptures. Forgive us, Father, I pray in Jesus' name, on behalf of our nation and behalf of the individuals, and especially those that serve you, lean on you, and love you. I pray the hand of God now move on their behalf. Show them things that they can do and open up their understanding and cause the blessings I pray to flow into their souls, into their hearts, and in their bodies, and keep them free from sickness, and then in their finances. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare this for your glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. I really, really miss you. And as soon as we can, we'll get some papacitos.
Amen.
And but I know that the people here are blessed. I hope we can entice you to come back and forth again on the show with us like this, and make it easy for you, and just share a nugget of faith for us here and there. It'll be a blessing to have you back and forth on the show.
Well, there's plenty to share that the Lord has showed me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for watching, and be sure to watch another exciting episode of Ignite Your Day. This is David Yanis hosting the Igniter of Faith session, hoping that your faith was ignited and God will bless you tremendously. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Ignite Your Day.
Good.
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to bring a good brother like that. We're excited because we have a friend.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis.
And I don't know what's playing.
Ignite your day.
Hold on,
right now is our Igniter of Faith session.
I think it started to play the next one. Anyway, sorry about that. I will get these controls together. I'm using my phone and doing this. Let's pray right now. Believe that God is going to change your life. Amen. Father, we pray right now. Father, this is Pastor Gerald prayed. The healing's going to happen. Miracles are going to happen. And finances are going to happen. And we know it's going to happen now. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Be delivered now in Jesus' name. Finances released now in Jesus' name. God bless you. Remember, our phone number is 346-617-4935. That's only to call for prayer, or if you want to contact us and get a hold of us, or texting works well on that phone. Schedule an appointment. We can do a phone call or Zoom or however you want to do it, a message, and we can do a phone call that way as well. But also our website is davidyanisministries.com, davidyanisministries.com. And remember, tomorrow we're going to open up all the social platforms, so you'll be able to message us. You'll be able to see when we do different pictures and different testimonies. I want to post that on my Facebook on David Yanis Ministries, so you'll see what I'm talking about. So this is going to be an interactive event the next 3 days from 2 o'clock. And then after we do our first show, things are going to run some different segments. Some different testimonies, some different preaching. And then after that, I'll come back in. And between that, I'll come back in. And then we'll continue throughout the night. And we're just excited because I know God's going to do something amazing. And we are going to believe God just to bless this. Amen. Join us tomorrow. Share this to people that need it. God bless you. All right. Now it's time for the cue. Cue it up. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. Take care.